I want to minister and I want to minister in healing tonight because I believe the Lord's going to do some stuff tonight. I'm trusting him to do some healing tonight. And are you familiar with words of knowledge? Have you received them? Okay. Word of knowledge is information that Lord brings to one of his servants, releasing what he wants to do. It doesn't mean that that's the only thing that God is going to do, but it just means that that's one of the things that he wants to do. An illustration kind of taken, looking at it, depicting something similar to it is when you look at blind Bartimaeus, right? Everyone knows blind Bartimaeus? Son of David, have mercy on me. He's blind and he's crying out to Jesus. And it says Jesus stopped and he sent one of his servants, right? Jesus stops and he sends one of his servants. So let me ask you a question. Who did Jesus use? His disciple, right? Jesus heard the man's cry and he sent his disciple to go to him. And he said, stand up. Be of good cheer. The master is calling you. So it's God using one of his disciples to release in what he intends on doing or what he wants to do. Amen? So he gets up and the man is healed. Three things the word of knowledge does is the word of knowledge releases faith in the individual's heart. So you hear a particular body part or something called out, it releases faith, right? Another thing is it releases the person that's ministering. Faith increased there too. And when you see it in the corporate body, that there are some that are being, the atmosphere of faith increases as well. What did we talk about before? It's faith that draws and accesses the resources of heaven and makes them actual. Amen? Hallelujah. So if you have one of these words of knowledge, I want to ask you to stand up and if you feel like you're going to bring attention to yourself by not standing up, that's not true because I believe that God wants to heal you and that's actually stealing his glory. It's not testifying as to what he's doing. You know, some people say don't steal the glory of God. That means don't take credit for what God is doing. But if you don't give credit to what God is doing, that's stealing the glory too. Amen? We understand? Awesome. Awesome. So is someone having pain in their shoulder, like right here? If that's you, please, yeah, stand up. I'm going to call a few more out. I'm going to pray. You can just stay right where you guys are. I had this one earlier, pain in the right hip. If that's you, pain in the right hip, yeah, it's all right. I'm just going to pray for you guys. Just stand up. There was one I had, pain in the jaw, like pain when you chew especially. If that's you, I don't know if it's like a pain in your jaw or maybe a crack. Okay, all right. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just during worship here, someone in the right quadricep, I think it's like pain that comes right here. I don't know if perhaps the right quad, especially right here, if that's you, just stand up where you're at. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Digestive issues. I believe someone here has digestive issues, and it just when you eat food and whatnot, it can be abdominal pain or even just overall digestive pains. If that's you, I want to ask you to stand up as well. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He's amazing, right? You know, and if I called it out and I moved on to the next one, there's enough of God. He didn't pass you up. If I called something, you can stand up as well too. It's God. I mean, it's him that does it. There's absolutely no pressure upon me. It's for his name's sake. It's, you know, I can no more get rid of a headache than I can someone with terminal cancer. I mean, I can't do it. It's him. It's him manifesting his glory and his goodness. Amen? Amen? So pray for you. Everyone just reach your hands out to them. We'll do this as a corporate body. God, in Jesus' name, I command all pain to get out of the body in Jesus' name. You have no right in there. That pain in the right shoulder, I command to get out. Pain in the jaw, leave their body now immediately. Pain in the hip, in the name of Jesus, go. And then someone on the right foot, the right top of your right foot, if that's you, stand up as well. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, God, even that right foot, in Jesus' name, I command that pain to get out of their body right now, immediately. In fact, those with that pain in that right foot, just stomp it 3 times. I believe it's going to go. Stomp it on the ground 3 times. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for healing. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, stay standing and just try your body out right now. Just test it out. Test whatever hurts out. I'll give you a second or so just to try it out and to test it. I don't want you to be nice to me, but I want you to be honest. If the pain has left either 80% or more, if it has left your body, I just want you to just raise one hand up in the air, and if the pain has gone, just raise it high. It gives glory to God. It's not bringing attention to yourself. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for that, Lord. Hallelujah. But your pain is gone too? Was it the right foot? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. How's the jaw doing? Is it better? Yeah. You couldn't do that before? That's gone? Hallelujah. Give him glory. You guys just stay standing. All right. How's the shoulder doing?
Still there.
Still there? Okay. Okay. I'm going to pray again. In Jesus' name, Lord, I command the pain to go. I thank you and I bless what you're doing in this room. I thank you for the pain that's leaving their body, God. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. I just bless the healing that's taking place, especially in the hip, God. I thank you, Lord, especially in the shoulder too, Lord. I thank you, God. I bless that body. I even bless that heat that's on you right there. Lord, I just bless the fire of God that's resting upon you in Jesus' name. More, 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 more. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Try it again. Try it good and just take a good assessment of it. And if it's 80% or more, just you can put, if you didn't raise your hand up before and now it has gone 80. Good. Hallelujah. Amen. Give him glory. Give him glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He's amazing, isn't he? He's wonderful. He is wonderful. There was a young lady in Brazil. She had a curved spine, scoliosis, right? She comes up and she doesn't have... She said, I heard you guys pray for people and, you know, they get healed. Can you pray for me? It's like almost like her parents sent her to come up and she's like, you know, I heard you guys pray for people and they get healed. She comes up. I'm like, yeah, let me pray for you. So I put my hand on her back. In Jesus' name, I command this spine to be straight. In Jesus' name. And she's like, okay, you done? And she's about to walk. I was like, well, check it out. And she said, I'll check it out. She's like, all right. So she goes down and she gets up and she's like weeping and crying. She's like, God healed my back. And then she pulls the back of her shirt up and there is a huge surgical incision from the top of her neck down to the base of her spine. The power of God touched her. If anyone here has back issues at all, I want you to stand up. I want to pray for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. As we release the testimony of what Jesus has done, it has prophetic power to recreate the same thing that was spoken again. So God, I say, do it again. Do it in the backs. In the name of Jesus, I command the back pain to go. If it's issue in the spine, especially I see the lower part of the spine. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, back pain, go now immediately. You are not welcome. Now test it out. Try moving your back around. If you have to sit down and stand up or whatever you need to do to try it out, just check it out and see what the Lord is doing. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. I can always tell how much faith is in the room by how much people are moving. It's like I'm believing for, and you just check it out. Now, there's no pressure on you whatsoever at all. None. Just check it out and we're believing and trusting God. If you can tell in your body if that pain has left, just go ahead and just put a hand up and you can say that pain is 80% or more gone. Is your hand up back there? Awesome, awesome, wonderful. How much was the pain on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most painful? Where was your pain at before you got healed? About 6? Praise God. Hallelujah. Anyone? still working. God, let me pray for it again. God, I just bless their backs. The pain, it doesn't matter how long they've had the pain or how long they've dealt with it. I declare back pain to bow to the name of Jesus immediately. In Jesus' name, all back pain, bow to the name of Jesus Christ, the name above every name, the name above every name. I command that pain to leave their body right now. In Jesus' name, I bless the nerves, even the nerves around that cause this sharp pain. In Jesus' name, amen. Test it out again. Just try it out. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Right here? Is it, where was the pain at before? Hallelujah. Give him glory. Give him glory. Hallelujah. He is worthy. He's worthy. Is there someone here that has, like, you have issues with, like, your shoulder, range of motion on your shoulder where you can't lift it up all the way? Is that anyone here? Do you have that, an issue with, like, range of motion in your shoulder? Is that anyone here? Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be honored. Hallelujah. Does anyone have pain? It's almost like, I feel like it's around the right eye area. It may not be the eye directly, but it may be like around the face. Is that you? Okay, stand up. I want to pray for you. Is that any? It could be more than one person, by the way. It could be multiple people. So if you see one person stand up, it could be more than that. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I feel that strongly. Let's reach our hands out to her right now. In Jesus' name, I command that pain in her right eye to get out now in Jesus' name. Pain, go immediately. In the name of Jesus, I declare wholeness and health from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, and especially on that face. In Jesus' name, any pain due to trauma or any nerve issues, in Jesus' name, I command it to go. In Jesus' name. Amen. Try it out. Test it out and let us know what God is doing. Is there any way to test that? Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Right there? Okay, good, good. She's out of pain. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is wonderful. He is so wonderful. He's so amazing. He is amazing. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. I had this earlier in the day. I don't know if this is just because I've been, you know, I'm a city kid. I don't see farms very often, but this was someone here in a farming accident. I don't know if that's a really common thing, or I'm sure there's a lot of equipment on a farm, but if you have been in any type of farming accident, if that's you, and I also saw like a John Deere equipment. I don't know if any of that applies to you or makes sense. If you could stand up, I'm going to pray for you. If that applies in any way,
Hallelujah!
Praise God, and he healed your jaw today. Praise God, hallelujah! He's wonderful, isn't he? Thank you, God. Let's give him glory. He's worthy. He's worthy. That this points to his awesomeness. This points to his greatness. That he didn't cause the pain, he didn't inflict it on you, but yet out of his goodness, he heals you to display his goodness. That God is good. The pain's not good, but God is good. Amen? He's so good. He's so good. Someone has pain, but like trouble breathing, inhaling, exhaling. It's almost like a weight on your chest. If you have like obstruction breathing of any way, if that's you, I want you to stand up. if that's you, stand up. And then right here in the left middle of the knee, like right here in this area, if that's you, stand up as well. Amen. And if I'm calling these words out so far, and you didn't stand up, and I already passed, and I already prayed, it's okay, there's grace. If that has passed, and you just were kind of going back and forth, should I stand or should I not? Just stand up. I want to pray for you, because it's all in his goodness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Breathing, any type of breathing, or even pain in the chest. If you have pain in the chest, too. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. God, in Jesus' name, I thank you right now for these ones, Lord. I just declare your healing power, God, over the breathing, over the chest, God. Any pain, any heaviness, in Jesus' name, go right now. In the name of Jesus, I command it to leave their bodies. It's not welcome. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, amen. Take 3 deep breaths in and out like this, 3 times. Jesus would often say, pick up your mat and walk. It's like, why is he telling them to do that? Or go wash in the pool. He would tell them to do these things, and it's like you're releasing your faith. You're engaging with him and doing it. So can you notice a difference? Is it the same? Can you notice, or do you have to like run a mile? And
it's not really breathing. It's emotional.
Okay.
Like having a hard time breathing because of stuff that I'm feeling.
Okay.
And then I also have the knee
thing. Okay.
And I'm actually feeling more pressure right now.
Okay. Okay. Where, in the chest or in the knee? Yeah.
He's
moving. So God, I bless her body in Jesus' name. I bless her body right now. And any afflicting spirit, in Jesus' name, I command it to get out of her body right now. It's not welcome. In Jesus' name, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, I declare wholeness and healing now. In Jesus' name, over that knee and over that chest, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command all pain to bow in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. God, thank you. In Jesus' name. If you can, has the pain increased? Has it gone down?
Well, my knee is weak from an injury a long time ago.
Yeah.
You're not.
So, okay. Okay. So when you came in, was there pain in the knee when you?
There's no.
It buckles. Okay. Okay. So we just declare he is a great physician, right? He's a great physician. So I just declare wholeness and health over that right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare wholeness and health over that knee. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Someone here also pain opening and closing your hands. I don't know if it's a nerve thing or if it's just like range of motion where, or even carpal tunnel. If it's something like that, if that's you, I just want you to stand up. Where it's just this range of motion, opening and closing your hands. If that's you, stand up. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, for your goodness. That's you? Awesome. If there's more than one, I feel like it's more people than that. But what we're doing now is we're just declaring, and it's no pressure on you. We're just declaring and speaking the healing power of God. It's no pressure on you. There's no pressure on me. We just want God to come in here, and we just want to make room for him to move and to declare his name as healer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, I declare wholeness and health over that hand and range of motion, opening and closing. In Jesus' name, just start, begin to open and close right. In Jesus' name, wholeness of healing over that hand, if it's a nerve, God, or if even a trauma or accident, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, pain, get out immediately. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Try it out. Can you notice a difference, or is it about the same? About the same? Okay. God, let's pray again, right? Jesus prayed twice. We can pray twice. God, thank you so much for doing what you're doing in this room, Lord. And I just declare and speak wholeness and healing over my brother's hands here. God, in Jesus' name, that you would bless his hands, that you would bless the nerves, in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. Let's try it. Same. A lot of the numbness is gone. Do you feel like a, sometimes people don't always feel this. Sometimes they feel a heat or tingling on their hand. You don't have to. Sometimes people do. Sometimes don't. Do you feel like a heat or something like any type of presence, meaning like heat or tingling on your hands? Nothing. So it's just going. Okay. God, we bless what you're doing in his hands. We bless what you're doing in his hands. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jesus said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Change your way of thinking. So what I just want to do, I want to display, this is the kingdom of God. That this is his inbreak of the kingdom is happening now. He's saying, repent. Don't just feel sorry and cry and moan in a corner. That's not what he's talking about. Repent means change your way of thinking because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's at reach. And the same ministry that Jesus did, now he's calling us to do. To declare an inbreak, that there is a kingdom invasion in everywhere that we're going. Amen? Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Everyone that got healed today, just stand up real quick and just put your hands up, and we're just going to give God glory and honor. Hallelujah. Just stay standing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you glory, Lord. We give you honor. We give you praise. Hallelujah. If I can have, just because I love the testimonies and it brings glory to God, let's have like three people come up and give a quick testimony of what the pain was at before or what God healed you at, where the pain was at before and where it's at now. If we can have three people just quickly come to the front. Let these testimonies saturate your heart and fill your heart. Amen.
I think most of you know me. My name's Monique. When I lived in Kansas City, Missouri, I was walking in our school parking lot, and there was black ice, and I fell really bad and hurt my lower back, and every time I went bent over for about like a year, it would pop, and I would be in tremendous pain, and it would hurt to bend over again, and so I had to try and re-crack my back to get it back into the position so that there'd be no pain. I got prayer for it last August, and for a while it was gone. And then around December again, I had more pain, and it was dull at first, and then it got worse and worse and worse. And it's gotten to the point of where if I walk for a long time or if I sat for a while, my back would become very much in pain. And so just sitting here listening to you talk, my back was starting to be painful, and then you called it back, so I stood up. And the second time you prayed, I felt like all the pain just leave.
Did you feel like a heat at all, or was it just
left? It just almost like it dissolved. Like awesome. I could feel it. Dwindle, and then
yeah.
It was gone.
Hallelujah. Amen. Give him glory. Thank you. Can we get two more people? See, this gives glory to God. You know, it's like, you know, what happens is, you know, we say don't steal the glory, and that's like taking credit for what he's doing, but if you don't give it to him, that's taking from that which is his as well, too. It glorifies him. The testimony spoke of what Jesus did. Amen. If we get like two more people, all right. Thank you, Lord.
I don't have a good read on the emotional breathing thing yet. I think it's a little better. But my knee, it's a lot stronger. I think I would say it would have been at an instability of maybe an 80. Like it felt 88 out of 8 on a scale of 0 to 10. Now I'm maybe at a 2.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, yeah, I feel a big difference. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's get the testimony on the jaw. If we can do that, just to give him glory. Someone say, give him glory. Give him glory. Hallelujah.
Hi. Most of you don't know me. My name is V. About a year ago, I was choked and my eardrum ruptured. And for 3 months, I couldn't even eat because of it. And it's been giving me problems again for some reason because it went completely away. It was healed. And for the last 3 months again, it's been I've been having trouble eating, and the last week it's been really bad, where every time I eat something, it's painful. So, I mean, I guess that's good for a diet, you know, if it hurts every time you eat, you lose some weight. But the other thing is, the tractor today, I almost went completely over, and I was terrified. And all I could think was, you know, on the right side of the John Deere tractor, it says, avoid crushing injury. If the tractor turns over, do not jump. And I kept thinking, oh, can I not jump? Because I wanted to jump so badly. But right at the last minute, it righted itself again. So,
hallelujah.
I mean, I think that was, yeah. I think that's what came into your mind. And that saved me. So thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Give him glory. Thank you, Jesus. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He's worthy. None of it's mine. I don't want it. I don't want any of it. It's his. It's his to be had. It's his glory. He paid for it. It's just one that stewards it, gives it to him. Hallelujah. He's so worthy. Let's stand up. Stand up and... Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just put your hand on your heart. God, thank you for what you're doing in this room, for the healing that's taken place. And God's not done. Some people are like, I've been dealing with this for a long time, and I wish this was called out, but I believe there'll be some that'll give testimony tomorrow about healing that's taken place overnight. So God, we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for your goodness, Lord, and for awakening us to the power of your name, God, that we see today the power of the name of Jesus, that we are awakened, that we are carrying something to give away, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. You are worthy, 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 God. And would you just touch us with your presence? Touch us, God. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, God. We thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Amen. Let's not shift our heart. Just stay in that place of worship right now. Just stay in that place of worship right now. Whatever's waiting at home, it'll be there when you get there. Hopefully. God, thank you. Let your presence even touch those right now that are here. Let the winds of your spirit, God, move upon their hearts, God. Hallelujah. God, move and refresh and restore, God, and begin to move, Holy Spirit, upon them, upon these ones, Lord. Thank you. From the top of their head to the soles of their feet, Lord. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I believe there's someone here with head trauma. God is touching that right now. Head trauma. If that's you, just put your hand on your head. If you have that head trauma, if that's you, go ahead, put your hand on your head. In Jesus' name, I command that to go now in Jesus' name. Whatever head trauma it is, God, in the name of Jesus, I command it to go now. In Jesus' name, pain, leave. Whatever it may be, even in the cognitive thinking or any part of the brain, in Jesus' name, I declare wholeness, that I declare the mind of Christ over them right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Thank you.